Listen, sir, I'm really sorry, but quite frankly, my dog ran away, my grandma's in the hospital, my sister's graduating school today, and I won't be coming in.
That's a long excuse, one of the more creative excuses people have been coming up with for skipping work Thursday and Friday when the Jays begin their playoffs against the Texas Rangers. A severe outbreak of Jays fever has swept over the city. How are workplaces reacting? How should they prepare? Roger Martin is with the Rotman School of Management. He's its former dean. Roger, good morning.
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. It sounds like, from what we're hearing, a lot of people are feeling a little under the weather. They have a little tickle in the throat, maybe a slight headache coming on, and they may not be able to make it to work tomorrow or Friday. For people who can not come up with an excuse, and they have to be at work, what can be done to ensure that people can take part in something like this and watch this game?
Well, I think it would be great if companies let them watch TV to the extent that it doesn't interfere with serving their customers. Like, this is a real opportunity for companies to focus more on the quality of the outputs of their people rather than the amount of inputs they have.
So what should the boss do then?
Well, a friend of mine just sent me an email. He works at Canadian Tire, and the boss there said they'll bring TVs in for Thursday's game, and they're going to make arrangements so that people who want to go to the game on Friday or be off can do that. And I think that's a really smart thing for bosses to do. This is an important thing. This matters to a lot of people in Toronto, and having happy employees that are supported by their company is key to their being productive and happy.
But what about productivity? Won't productivity slip dramatically? Won't we and businesses suffer if people are suddenly watching baseball in the middle of the day?
Well, you know me, Matt. I'm interested in productivity, but no, I don't think so. I actually think productivity will go up because want engaged employees, and when there's something special like this that matters to employees, it's not going to happen every week that the Jays are in the playoffs for the first time in over 20 years. So let employees enjoy it and celebrate, and they will be more productive in the weeks to come. It'll more than make up, in my estimate, for the several hours lost during the actual time of the game.
How many employers do you think are likely to get with that? Because a lot of employees would like them to do that, wheel out the television or let them skip out of the office early tomorrow. But how many employers do you think realistically are likely to do this?
Probably only a minority, and I suspect it's for two reasons. One is some of these things take a little more planning, and they may not have thought ahead, and now it's upon them, and rather than doing something at the last minute, they don't do anything at all. And then others, I think of it more as, no, this is about discipline and making sure that everybody's at their job. And so I would happen to think that is going to be less productive for them, but I think a lot of employees would be in that category.
If you were the boss and you happened to be walking through the office and you saw somebody who had the headphones on, they're streaming the game, they have it playing on a different tab on their computer screen, would you discipline them for that, or would you understand why?
I'd understand why, actually, Matt. I would want to feel like they're not hurting customers at that moment. So if they have some customer-oriented responsibility, they would have somebody else covering it. They'd have made an allowance for that. Mm. But as long as they're being responsible, I'd say I care if they're a good employee doing a good job, not what they happen to be doing right here, right now.
You're in Amsterdam right now. Are you going to get back in time for these games?
I will be in the air, unfortunately, during tomorrow's game. I take off at around noon York, Toronto time, but I will be around for Friday. So I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully, David Price will have us up 1-0 by that time, and I'll watch Marcus Stroman throw a shutout.
I hope the bosses are listening and pay attention to what it is that you're saying. Roger, thanks.
You're welcome, Matt. Take care.
Roger Martin with the Rotman School of Management. He's the former dean there, talking about why he believes businesses should allow their employees to watch the Jays in the playoffs.